From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
Company officials had to shut down their Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Station Unit Number 2 this morning after an accident occurred within the plant's turbine system. Officials have been saying that there is no danger to the general public and that the situation is under control.
40 years ago tomorrow, the United States experienced its most serious nuclear accident ever. And it was in Pennsylvania, just outside of Harrisburg.
On March 28, 1979, a pump stopped sending water to the steam generators that remove heat from Three Mile Island's Unit 2 reactor core.
Marie Cusick covers energy and the environment for State Impact Pennsylvania and WITF in Harrisburg.
Some radiation was released and an estimated 80,000 people left the area because they were fearing for their safety.
The partial meltdown at Three Mile Island crippled one of the plant's reactors and left plenty of residents panicked.
Businesses and schools closed and local banks started running out of cash.
Now, Three Mile Island could shut down by September if the state doesn't bail it out. But are the potential dangers of nuclear power worth the benefits of having a carbon-free energy source? And in a time when we're worried about climate change, why haven't we come up with a plan to replace them? Today on The Why, Chasing Clean Power. My co-host, Shai Binyakov, and I posed these questions to Marie Cusick.
The accident sparked a major anti-nuclear backlash, and it really halted the growth of the industry in the U.S. for decades. There was a lot of activism. There was a lot of celebrities. There were big anti-nuclear concerts. The plant was closed for quite a while, but Unit 1 did come back online in 1985, despite a lot of local opposition to it.
Three Mile Island is still an open operational nuclear plant today. How much power does it provide?
The plant can provide enough power for about 800,000 homes, and it's one of five nuclear power plants in Pennsylvania, and together they account for about 35% of the state's electricity generation. So Pennsylvania is really number two in the nation for nuclear capacity after Illinois.
So Marie, you've been inside the facility twice. What's it like in there?
Well, you really do feel like you're walking into a fortress.
Are you all U.S. citizens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you all born in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and is your company based in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
I remember my camera guy and I, we had to provide our social security numbers in advance. I think they have a nuclear watch list of people they don't let inside nuclear plants. So we had to do that. And then when you get inside, there's, guys walking around with guns. There's big concrete barriers you have to go through. What feels a little bit like airport security.
At this time, do you have any prohibited items such as firearms, including parts and facsimiles of ammunition, explosives, incendiary devices, alcohol,
but,
beverages?
A little bit heavier security.
Central. You got PC West, three visitors, badges 4, 5, and 6. Everything's been checked in pads and illuminate, 601 notified.
And so once you get in past the security and you're inside the kind of the operational part of the plant, like just describe it. What does it look like?
All right. Everybody grab an orange helmet.
Yeah, I mean, it actually really looks like it's from the 1960s or the 70s. Even the color palette is some of those, like, I'll call it like a puke green, you might say.
like a sea foam.
Really, they said that's because when the plant was built, that's the technology that they had, and it really doesn't make sense to actually change it, overhaul it too much, or put in all kinds of new computers and equipment because it works in the way it was built. There's also concerns, of course, cybersecurity concerns now at all kinds of energy facilities, so you don't want people to be able to hack into your systems.
Is the plan for Three Mile Island to keep producing power for Pennsylvania?
Well, the plant's owner, Exelon, wants to keep it open, and they've been lobbying heavily in Harrisburg for the past couple years to try to get some state help to keep the plant open. But they've said that if nothing changes, they're going to close it in the fall, in September 2019. Three Mile Island just isn't making money. Part of its problem are some of the other challenges the whole nuclear industry is facing. There's been stagnant demand for electricity. These plants have high operating costs. They faced competition from cheaper natural gas and renewable energy. And also, Three Mile Island is in somewhat of a unique position because it was hobbled during the 1979 accident and lost one of its reactors. So it is a single reactor plant, and those are just much tougher to run because you really lost half your capacity.
A government bailout could keep Three Mile Island going. But does everybody agree that's a good idea?
Well, there is opposition from across the ideological spectrum. You have the natural gas industry is fiercely against the idea of Pennsylvania doing a nuclear bailout because, of course, they're a competitor for nuclear power plants. They've been building a lot of natural gas-fired power plants, and they say this is really just unnecessary. It will be expensive to ratepayers. And then you have the environmental community, which may be supportive of a nuclear bailout, but only if there are parts of the legislation that will also help transition us towards a cleaner energy future. Eric Epstein is the chair of Three Mile Island Alert, which is a nuclear watchdog group that's actually been around since before the accident. And he said that other states have given away billions of dollars in subsidies to help prop up their own unprofitable plants. And he says if we do it in Pennsylvania, we're really just diverting money away from cleaner energy solutions.
And people always in America look for that Hollywood ending, that magic pill that will save us. There's no magic pill.
They want to see greater energy efficiency. They want to see more for wind and solar. So right now, as we've seen it in Harrisburg, we've had a bill introduced, but the bill is very narrowly focused on helping nuclear plants. And pretty much there's a lot of people lining up against it.
What does it take to shut down a nuclear power plant? I can imagine it must be a really hard process.
Yeah, the decommissioning process takes years. And really one of the key concerns people have is the U.S. has no real plan about what to do with its nuclear waste. So all over the country, the waste is just piling up at these plants and sitting there on site. That's how it's being stored. And there's, again, no plan to get rid of it. Three Mile Island is an island in the middle of the Susquehanna River, which is the largest source of fresh water to the Chesapeake Bay, which is North America's largest estuary. So a lot of people who are not happy about nuclear power say that that's really a terrible spot to have a long-term nuclear waste storage site. And Pennsylvania has more nuclear waste stored within its borders right now than any other state in the nation besides Illinois.
Do we have another source of energy figured out?
Well, in the short term, what's expected to happen is that natural gas will largely fill the void. And natural gas is cleaner than coal, but from a climate perspective, it's certainly worse than nuclear because it has carbon emissions. And in Pennsylvania, the five nuclear plants we have right now account for about 93% of the state's carbon-free power.
So we would be getting rid of a carbon-neutral source. Why is that such a problem?
We can't afford to be losing carbon-free power right now. Scientists like Richard Alley, who's a professor of geosciences at Penn State University, explains that
if we don't change the energy system, if we burn a lot of fossil fuel rapidly, by the time our students today are getting old, we might start making parts of the world fatal to go outside at times.
Scientists tell us that we have perhaps little more than a decade to dramatically cut greenhouse gas emissions and really turn the entire world economy around. So at least in the short term, we really can't afford to be losing carbon-free electricity. That doesn't mean that in the long term, nuclear power is the solution to climate change. You know, people argue that it could be a part of it. But right at this very moment, if a lot of these plants retire, it looks like they will be replaced by something that emits more carbon.
The question of how we get to a renewable energy system is maybe as contentious as anything you can ask right now.
Marie, why don't we have a greener plan, a plan to replace this carbon-neutral energy source, since we've known that this was coming for a long, long time?
I think that's a really good question you could ask. Why don't we have a comprehensive healthcare plan or any number of other topics right now? Energy touches every part of our lives, every part of the economy, and we live in a really politically polarized place right now. So I think Americans agree that we need to have a cleaner energy system, but getting any consensus around what that will look like is extremely difficult. Right now the Trump administration is really working hard to try to prop up coal and nuclear plants.
We are putting our great coal miners back to work.
But you've probably heard a lot as well about the Green New Deal and, the Democrats' plan to try to transition the economy.
Climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life. Not just as a nation, but as a world.
But that's kind of interesting as well, because they really actually botched the rollout of this, and we're kind of unclear as to whether they actually support nuclear energy. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez put out a document that said the plan would like to phase out nuclear, but then her Senate co-sponsor said, no, the plan would be technology neutral. So even among Democrats and the environmental community, I think there's some real mixed feelings about nuclear energy.
Virtually any time the subject of nuclear comes up, in a group of people who understand the problem and are looking for solutions, they end up in an argument. And it's because there really are good arguments in many different ways. And it is really true that nuclear works. It provides energy. We can rely on it. It's out there. It is really true that the worst thing that could possibly happen with a solar cell is it sort of quits working. And the worst thing that could possibly happen with a wind turbine is it falls on your head. And the worst thing that could possibly happen with a nuclear plant is bigger.
You know, Three Mile Island was nearly a disaster, but it wasn't. But then we've seen other nuclear plants in other parts of the world, like Chernobyl and Fukushima, have meltdowns. And those accidents were much more serious. So, globally, the nuclear industry has been pretty reliable and pretty safe, but not if you count those incidents. And the question is, what is the risk reward? And I think we have to decide as a society, are we willing to accept the inherent risks of nuclear power?
Thank you, Marie.
Thanks, Marie.
You're very welcome.
The Why is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. Tweet us at AnnetteJH or at Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll be back tomorrow.